Okay, this will be the Chazar Shir for Rav Sobolevsky's Yoredeh Chabura on the 10th and 12th of May 2015. We're going to start with the question of Kavua L'Mafreya. We know the din of Kavua. We know that when all the information is in front of me, and I know that there are 10 stores in town, 9 of which are kosher, 1 of which are treif, and I didn't pay attention which store I went into, bought a piece of meat, walked out with it. We now call that piece of meat I took it from Kavua, and therefore it is Kemechzal Metzadami. What if I did not have all the information in front of me beforehand? What if I thought all 10 stores were kosher? And then I bought a piece of meat, not paying attention which store I bought it at, walked out, brought it home, and now I find out that one of the 10 stores was in fact treif. Is it the same as if I had known beforehand? Is it now L'Mafreya retroactively a case of Kavua, or does it have a different din? The Ra'ah is of the opinion that we do in fact say Kavua L'Mafreya. It is retroactively as if I had known before I even bought the meat that there was one treif store in town. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says that no, this is not a case of Kavua, and therefore I can rely on Kol D'Parish Meruba Parish. I consider it to have come from the Rove, and the meat is permitted. The Machlokes seems to be based on a machlokas between Rav and Abaye regarding Edom Zomimin. If Edom were found to be Zomimin on the first, regarding Edus that they gave on the first of the month, but they were only found to have been Edom Zomimin by the 30th of the month, and they were giving Edus every single day of the month in between, what is the status of all the other Edus that they gave? Are they only Pusel Edom from now on, from this day, the 30th of the month, that they were found to be Edom Zomim and forward, or from the first of the month when they gave that Edus that was found to be Zomim? Do we say L'Mafreya retroactively that they were Pusel Edom, and do we Pusel all the cases that came before the court during the interim time or not? Rav is of the opinion that we only say that they are Pusel Edom going forward. He says that Edom Zomim is a Chiddush, and Eilacha Elamishas Chidusho Ve'Eilach. A Chiddush can only be applied going forward. A Chiddush cannot be applied retroactively. Abaye disagrees and says, no, we do in fact say that all the Edus that they gave from now, from the time that they gave that first Edus until now, is all Pusel, and we Pusel all the cases that they gave Edus in. Now, normally we Pusel like Rava, but this is one of the 6 cases of Yal Kigam. So we understand the Ra'ah, who says that we do say Kavua L'Mafreya, just like Abaye says we say Edom Zomim L'Mafreya. It's a little more troubling to understand the Ran, who says, like Rava says here, Ein Lecha Ela Mishas Chidusho Ve'Eilach, that just like Rava calls Edom Zomim a Chiddush and says we can only use it from the time that the Chiddush took effect and forward. So too, Kavua is a Chiddush, and we can only use it from the time it took effect and forward, and we can't use it retroactively. How can the Ran Pasken like Rava here, when this is one of the 6 cases of Yal Kigam, one of the 6 cases where we Pasken like Abaye over Rava? So, according to the Ra, we Pasken like Abaye, don't worry about it. According to the Ran probably learns the Sugya the same way as the Tor, who says that Rava's concept was right. Ein lecha ela mishas chidusho ve'eilach. Rava simply misapplied it. That Edom Zomimin is not such a chiddush. You would only be considering it a chiddush if you thought that Edom Zomimin is really just a case of Edom Machishim, of contradictory testimony. And here, by Edom Zomimin, all of a sudden I have this new chiddush, this new din. But if we say that, no, it's not such a chiddush, because Edom Zomimin isn't really contradictory testimony. Contradictory testimony would be when group of Edom A say Reuven is Chayev and Shimon is Zocha, and group of Edom B says the opposite, that Reuven is Zocha and Shimon is Chayev. But when group of Edom A say Reuven is Zocha and Shimon is Chayev, and group of Edom B says, you guys were with us somewhere else at the time, that's not even Edom Makhishim. That's a completely separate category, and therefore not such a Chiddush. So Rava is wrong in misapplying the concept, but the concept is a correct concept. Okay. Next question. What if something that we aser because of Kavua falls into a tarovis? A classic case of Kavua, I bought one piece of meat, didn't pay attention to which store, 9 kosher stores, 1 treif store in town, and now that piece of meat gets mixed up with a whole bunch of other pieces of meat. Right? Well, normally we would say rove, and we'd be happy with that, but let's say it's one of the times where we say rove just doesn't work.
like Chatitha Harui Liskavid or Chashuv B'Minyan or any of the other things that where we say it doesn't work. Right? So the Rashba is of the opinion that in such a case where Kavua got mixed up with the Taruves, that we could say Svek Sveka. I have one suffik if I'm taking out the piece of meat that was usher, and I have another suffik even if that piece of meat itself was usher or not. Everyone jumps on the Rashba here and says, Rashba, how can you say Svek Sveka? This is violating one of the rules of Svek Sveka, that rule specifically being that we cannot combine a suffik in the guf and a suffik in the of tarovis, right? I could have either one, but I can't. I can have two of either category, but I can't combine one from each category. So there are a couple of answers to this question. The Bath answers the question by saying that really, any time that you have a problem of one suffik for guf and one suffik of tarovis, the suffik in the guf was already knocked out before you got to the suffik of taroves, because the suffik in the guf was already a din d'araisa, and the suffik of the guf told me that suffik d'araisa l'chumra. So even though it was a suffik, what happened to this piece of meat, the din, suffik d'araisa l'chumra, already told me that this meat was vadai aser. So that suffik, ki'ilu, doesn't exist. And then it falls into a taroves, so I really only have one suffik. Am I taking out the piece of meat that's usser because of suffik deraisa l'chumra, or am I not taking out that piece of meat? But I don't have a spek sveka, because that first suffik beguf was already a vadai isser in a din deraisa. So therefore, where it's a case of kavua derabanan, says the Bach, that's what the Rashba meant. If it's only kavua derabanan, so my first suffik is only derabanan, so then it really is a suffik when it falls into a taroves and I can combine both svekas. Right, so this would not work by a real case of kavua d'araisa. The shach, based on kind of the read of the Ran that we just had in the previous sugya, says that no, what the Rashba is basing himself on here is by a chiddush we say ein lecha el chidusho. Right, so since kavua is a chiddush of the Torah, I can only apply it where that chiddush applies. The Torah only gave me the chiddush of kavua when I have that piece of meat all by itself, and I'm passing judgment on it by itself. The Torah didn't tell me that I have to call kavua metzal metzal when that kavua has fallen into a taroves. So the concept of ein lecha el chidusho allows me to call it a svek sveka when it falls into a taroves. The Gra says normally a suffik beguf and a suffik betaroves are two svekos that are simply too far apart. They've got nothing to do with each other. But when I've got the suffik of kavua, which itself is kind of in the parsha of taroves, I had these 10 stores. One was treif, the others were kosher. It itself is kind of in the parsha, in the ballpark, at least of taroves. So mixing that with the suffik of taroves, at least the two svekos are in the same category, in the same ballpark, unlike a suffik of shchuta nevela. And then a suffik of taroves, which are completely two separate categories, not in the same zip code, not in the same ballpark. These are close enough, says the Gra, that we can combine them. Okay. Third question. Why is it that in the Gemara in Zvachim, we saw that there was a gazera, right? We had the animals that got mixed together with animals that were chatos amesos, and Ravashi said, well, let's take one out, and the Gemara told Ravashi, no, that would be Laka from Kavua, that would be Metzal Metzah. So Ravashi said, great, chase all the animals around, have them all disperse, so there is no more Kvias, they're not Kavua, and then you could say, call the Parish Miruba Parish. So we told Ravashi, no, we're not going to allow that, we're going to make a Gzero Shema Laka. There in Zvachim, we don't rely on Kol Deparish Meruba Parish because of a Gzera Shem Alakach, but we saw the Gemara in Chulin by Nimsa where you find the meat on the ground and you're allowed to use it because you had the 9 kosher stores and the 1 treif store, or we had the case in Psachim where the mouse ran away with one of the piles. You had 9 chametz piles and nine matzah piles and one chametz pile. The mouse ran away with one of them. You didn't see which one the mouse took. You don't have to do B'digos chametz on the house. Because Kol Deparish Meruba Parish. How come over there in Psachim and in Chulin we had no Gzera Shem Alakach, only in Zvachim we have a Gzera Shem Alakach? So we have a couple of answers. The Ri says the reason is I'm only going to make a Gzera Shem Alakach when I'm afraid a person would be Mora Heter. So in the case in Zvachim where I had this Tarovis, which was really only a Tarovis midrabanan, and really it was all batel midiraisa, a person might be more heter and say, well, it's really midiraisa batel, so maybe I could go ahead and be lakach. We don't want him to be lakach, so we tell him to not even be pirish, not even have the animal scat. Rabbeinu Tam says a different answer, a little bit unclear what Rabbeinu Tam says. The Rashba says that Rabbeinu Tam says we only make a gzera on creating a situation of piresh yourself, be a dayim, actively, like Ravashi's case of scattering the animals. But where the piresh happened mamela by itself, on its own, like where you found the meat on the street or the mouse took the food, right, where it happens on its own, we don't make a gzera. We only make a gzera on you from making a situation of piresh via dayim actively. The Rosh interprets Rabbeinu Tam differently. The Rosh says Rabbeinu Tam simply meant that we're more machmir in cases of kodshim and avodah zara and things of that nature. Okay, so that would explain three different explanations, one of the two versions of Rabbeinu Tam, why we only make this gzera shemalakach by a case of kol deparish in the Gemara and Zvachim and not in the other Gemaras. Moving on to Tuesday's shir, we mentioned briefly the concept of a sfeik sfeika in the guf, combining a suffix in the guf and a suffix in the tarovis. We mentioned that generally you cannot combine them. You either need two of one category or the other, right? The classic case of two sfeikos in the guf is like the case of Pesach Pasuach Matzasi in Ksuvis, right? Where you have Shem Atachtav and Shem Lo Tachtav, and you have Shem Bona Shem Baratzon, right? So those would be two beguf. Or the case in Avodah Zarah of the Tabashal of Avodah Zarah that fell into a Tarovis, and then from there to another Tarovis, right? So we're making the Sfeikos out of combining Sfeikos of Tarovis or combining Sfeikos of Guf, but not combining the two. So how does this work? So the Ra'ah says that Sfeika is really a Din Derabanan, that generally we only apply Sfek Sfeika where things are really batel on a Dia Raisa level anyway, and it's only Midrabanan that we're not calling it batel. So along came the same Rabanan and said Sfek Sfeika will tell me that we will allow we'll go back to the Dia Raisa of batel. How are you going to say that? That makes sense by a Tarovis. How are you going to say that in the case of Pesach Pasuach? Right? So there the Ra says that really the girl has a Cheskas Kashus. The Cheskas Kashus tells me she's kosher, that she wasn't Mizana, Tachas, her Baal, and a latest Hasafek can't come along and uproot the pre-existing Chazaka. The problem with this understanding of the Ra'ah is that she had more than one Chazaka. She also had a Cheskas Basula. Her Cheskas Basula tells me that she lost her Basulim as soon as possible, as close as possible to the latest Hasafek. That would tell me that she was already Tachtav and would eliminate one of my Sfekos. So unclear how the Ra'ah would answer these conflicting chazakus, her cheskas kashus and her cheskas basula, which would seem to conflict each other and perhaps cancel each other out. Another way is the Rambam's understanding, or at least the way the Achronim discussed the Rambam. We know that the Rambam holds that when the Mishnah tells us that a safik derabanan is lakula and a safik deoraisa is lachumra, the Rambam says that's really a din derabanan. Really on a deoraisa level, even a safik deoraisa is lakula. And along came the Rabbanan and said, we're going to make safik deoraisa is lachumra, and we're going to keep safik derabanan's lakula. So the sex seka just suspends that din. That din that we're going to go lachumra and a din deoraisa, that's only a derabanan anyway. So the Sfek Sfeika will suspend that din derabanan that the Sfek Yeraisel should be lukhumra. The Rashba disagrees strongly with the Rambam here. The Rashba believes that Sfek Yeraisel lukhumra is a Yeraisel din, and he says the way that Sfek Sfeika is working is really by rov, right? We don't look at rov likelihoods, we just look at rov possibilities, right? Like the case of Pesach Pasuach, right? I have four possibilities. She was mezane tachtav ba'ones or tachtav baratzon, lo tachtav ba'ones or lo tachtav baratzon. Those are my four possibilities. Out of those four, tachtav baratzon is the only one that makes her usher. The other three, she's still mutares. So since the rove of my possibilities say she's mutares. That's the way the Rashba understands the din of Sfek Sfeika. Now, we have to take apart the Rambam a little bit, because the Rashba asks a very strong question on the Rambam. The Rashba asks, what do you do with the din of an Asham Toloi? An Asham Toloi is when I'm not sure if I'm Chayav Chatas, I have a suffix, whether or not I'm Chayav Karban Chatas. The Torah tells me I bring an Asham Toloi until I figure it out. If I figure it out, I'm really Chayav Chatas, I'll bring it then, when after I've determined the truth of the matter, but until then, the Asham Toloi will sort of hold me over. According to the Rambam, how can I ever be Chayav a Karban? Mishum Safek! Safek the Araisa Lekula, according to the Rambam. So we have a couple of ways of understanding the Rambam. One way of understanding the Rambam is that the Rambam is mechalik between Chayve Lavan and Chayve Kores. When the Rambam says that a Safek the Araisa is only Lechumra on a Durabanan level, that's by Chayve Lavan. But by Chayve Kores, there, the Rambam would say that a Safek D'Araisa is L'Churma even on a D'Araisa level. Why should we make such a distinction? Perhaps Chayve Lavin are really a Din in the Gavra, and Chayve Kores are a Din in the Chetza. We're by a Chayve Lav, where it's a Din in the Gavra. So if you did something that it's only a Safek if you violate it or not, so you didn't violate the Torah rule. The Torah told you not to Bevadai be over in Nisr, but didn't say anything about a Safek. But if it's a din in the chetza by chayve kares, so I can't say, well, since I only ate the poison b'shogeg, I didn't eat poison. When it's a din in the chetza is what the chetza is. What my thinking was going into it is immaterial. So perhaps that's the split in the Rambam. Another way to look at it is perhaps the Rambam says safek d'oraisa l'chumra is a din d'rabbanan when lo ikfa yisura. When there's not Vade and Isra here yet, when it's Suffolk, if I even have an Isra altogether, but Ikva Yisura, I know that there's an Isra here, so then the Rambam would say Suffolk, Diaraisa, Lechumra, even on a Diaraisa level. What are the nafkaminas between the two readings of the Rambam and the Rashba's understanding? Well, first of all, Chave Karis. Right? According to the Rashba's understanding that it's a rove, so it doesn't matter if it's Chayve Lavan or Chayve Kares, Svek Svek would apply. According to the first way we understood the Rambam, by any Chayve Kares, we're really, Svek D'Araisa L'Chumra is a Din D'Araisa, Svek Svek wouldn't help me. If all Svek Svek does is suspend a Din D'Rabbanan that Svek D'Araisa is L'Chumra, when Svek D'Araisa is L'Chumra on a D'Araisa level, Svek Svek would be useless. And cases of, on the other limud, if we go the other way, so then I could, in the Rambam, so then I could include Svek Sveka for Chayve Kares, but I would have to exclude Svek Sveka as a possible kula whenever it's Ikve Yisura. Okay, and we seem to see that Rishonim don't learn like the Rambam, at least not like the Kares Lavin split of the Rambam, because we see that the Ramah in Hilchos Nida, by Haro Adam Machmas Tashmish, comes up with a Svek Sveka. Maybe the Dam is Minat Studin, maybe the Dam is Minamakor, and if it's Minamakor, maybe it's from Damaka. Right? He uses a Svek Sveka by Nida. Nida we know is Chave Kares, and the Ramah is still willing to use a Svek Sveka. So clearly the Ramah is not learning like the Rambam, at least not like the limit of the Rambam that tells me it's all dependent on Kares or Chayve Lavan. Similarly, there's a Tosfos that uses Svek Sveka by Inyanim of Tomen Tara, which are also Chayve Kares, so that would also seem to not be learning like this Derech HaLimud in the Rambam. We discuss a Svek Sveka by a Davar Shiyesh L'Matirin. Davar Shiyesh L'Matirin, we don't say Safik Derabanu L'Kula. So there, again, we would not be able to seem to fit the Rambam in by a Davar Shiyesh L'Matirin, or we don't say Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula, but the Rashba's Rove would still fit. Okay. How do we view Svek Sveka against a Cheskas Isser, right? What if I have a Cheskas Isser? So again, if the Rambam is based on Ikvei Surah, so I'm not going to be able to use Svek Sveka. But if we base it on the Rashba's robe, right, so the Rashba's robe would still work if, depending, right, it would still work at least on the Araisa level, because we know the Rashba is basing himself on a rogue. What happens when I have a rogue versus a chazaka? So that is machlokes from Meir Chachamim. We paskin like Chachamim that Sveika Adif. I'm sorry, that Rubo Adif. That rogue is Adif over chazaka. However, the Afarnim are unsure if maybe that's only in the Araisa level, but at least on a Derabanan level, we're machmer like Rav Meir to say that the chazaka that the rove is beating should at least give me an Isser Derabanan. Right? So even the Rashba, based on his rove, might say there's an Isser Derabanan where I already have a pre-existing Chesed Isser. But the Rambam, of course, doesn't even start. You can't even start the Rambam by Chesed Isser. Okay. So those are some of the nafkaminas between the Rashba and the Rambam, Chayvei Kares, Cheskas Isser, a Davar Shiesh L'Matirin. Again, the Rashba seems to be much more versatile than the Rambam in how Svek Sveika can be applied. Tangentially, there are people who talk about using Svek Sveika by Mamon. Again, this is a place where the Rambam can't even start because being Motzi Mamon from Reuven and giving it to Shimon has nothing to do with Safik Derabanan and Lekula Lechumra Safik Derabanan. But a Rov, so can a Rov be Motzi Mamon? So that already is a Shailan Rishonim. So the Rashba might be able to fit in here. He used Sveika to be Motzi Mamon. It seems that Tosfos is Mechalik between what type of a Rov can be Motzi Mamon and what kind of type of Rov can't be. What are these two different Sveikos? So the Shmaitza tries to explain what the Tosfos is two different Rovs, the good Rov and the bad Rov. That a rove that's telling me what das b'nei adam is, what a person's thinking, that's not a good enough rove to be motzi mamon. But a rove that's being machria for me, what the emes is, what the metzias was of a certain situation, so that's a rove that could work to be motzi mamon. Okay, kind of a tangential point about svek sveika by mamonis. Just a few points about svek sveika. The Shach has a long, long list of criteria for Svek Sveika. We just mentioned a few in Shir, namely, the two Sveikos of a Svek Sveika can't be B'Shem Echad, right? What does that mean? They can't be B'Shem Echad? They can't both be about the same thing? So that, by our paradigm of Svek Sveika, Pesach Psuach Matzasi, the Gemara there said, if the father had married her off to this man when she was Pachos Meshalosh Shalom B'Yom Echad, so then we lost one of our Sveikos. Right? Because we know that she can't lose her basulim before Shalosh Shanim V'Yom Echad. So we know that she lost her basulim Tachtov. Our suffix of Tachtov in a Tachtov is gone. Says the Tosfos there, why can't we say we still have that suffix? We still have a Svek Sveika, rather. How do we still have a Svek Sveika? We have a suffix Shema Ba'ona Shema Baratzon, and a further suffix, was she still a Katana, or was she no longer a Katana? Because if she was still a Katana, then Pitoy Katana is like Ones. It's like a statutory Ones, right? So we have two Sveikas. It was a bonus, but it was a Baratzon. And even if it was Baratzon, maybe she was still a Katana, which makes it still like an Ones, statutory Ones. Says Tosos, you know what? That doesn't work. That's Shem Echad. That's really one Sveik. I'm asking, was it bonus, was Baratzon? What do I care if I use some fancy halachic terminology and talk about if it was a real ones and a real Ratzon, or kind of a statutory ones as opposed to Ratzon? I'm still asking, ones or Ratzon, that's Shem Echad, that's all one suffix. So even if I could couch it in fancy terms, if the suffix is the same suffix, that's Shem Echad, that's one suffix, and therefore I don't have a Svek Sveika. Another rule of Svek Sveika is the suffix needs to be misapik. I need to be able to say the suffix either way, right? I could say suffix number one is, was it Ba'onis, was Baratzon? And even if it was Baratzon, was it Tachtav or Lo Tachtav? I could flip that right around and say suffix number one is, was it Tachtav, was it Eina Tachtav? And even if it was Tachtav, was it Ba'onis or was it Baratzon? I have to be able to flip around the two Sveikas that way. If I can't flip the Sveikas around, if I can't interchange them in that way, then I don't have a valid Svek Sveika. These are some of the Rashi Tevos of Svek Sveika, and that's where we ended our shir on Tuesday.